From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Scientists say Florida is more at risk than any other state when it comes to climate change. But you won't hear much about climate change from the state agency on the front lines of planning for it. An investigation by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting has found an unofficial policy banning the phrase climate change within Florida's Department of Environmental Protection. Tristram Cordom tells us more.
Shortly after Rick Scott was elected governor in 2011, a lawyer for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection named Chris Byrd was called to a staff meeting by his boss, Larry Morgan.
And during this meeting, Mr. Morgan gave us somewhat of a warning to beware of the words climate change, sustainability, and sea level rise, and advised us not to use those words in particular within the new administration.
Byrd says no one talked about any kind of punishment for using those words, but the office had just been through a wave of layoffs.
So we all heard loud and clear this precautionary warning from our supervisors just not to use the words, especially in writing.
Byrd towed the line. He was fired 2 years later over other policy disagreements he had with the agency. A DEP spokeswoman wrote in an email that the DEP does not have a policy on using the terms climate change and global warming. The governor's office did not respond to a request for comment. The DEP director during this period, Herschel Vineyard, did not return our calls. But four ex-DEP employees in different parts of the state confirmed the warning was sent out department-wide, not in an official memo, by word of mouth. One of those former DEP employees still does business with the department. She asked that we change her voice, but confirmed the informal policy.
It was more something that had to be worked around in the course of daily business.
Governor Rick Scott has repeatedly expressed doubt that climate change is happening and that it's man-made, even though it's widely accepted as fact in the scientific community.
If you're a scientist, come on through.
University of Miami geologist Professor Harold Wanless was one of several scientists who met with Scott in August to try to change his views.
I'm here because major climate change has already happened.
We had our 21 minutes with him, and he said thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks again.
And there were no questions of substance.
Not much has changed since then. One indication is an annual report on coastal conditions prepared by the DEP and other agencies. The year before Scott was elected, there were 15 references to climate change, and one whole section calling it an urgent research priority. But this year's report only mentions climate change when it's in the title of past reports or conferences, except for one lone reference that people interviewed for this story say must have slipped by. Instead, the report uses phrases like climate drivers and climate-driven changes.
Climate change wasn't on the agenda, climate change was not discussed, and we were told not to use that term.
In 2013, Jim Harper, a nature writer, was working with the DEP's Coral Reef Program as a consultant. He was writing a series of fact sheets on how to protect the coral reefs north of Miami.
And of course, you want to talk about climate change. I mean, that would be the first fact sheet you want to hand someone, but it ended up not even making it onto the list.
This past fall, Harper volunteered to go to schools and community groups to give a DEP PowerPoint about protecting the reefs. At the meeting for the volunteers, Harper learned climate change was not part of the PowerPoint. He and others asked why.
And things started getting very awkward very quickly, because the two leaders of the seminar said, well, that's not a priority for us right now.
Later, the DEP sent an email saying if he mentioned climate change in the presentation, it had to be clear it was not coming from the department. Harper decided not to volunteer. Christina Trotta was one of the DEP employees running that meeting. She quit in January. She declined to be recorded, but told us that the DEP regional administrator had warned everyone at a staff meeting this past summer not to use the terms climate change or global warming, and that sea level rise would be called nuisance flooding. Trotta was told the message is from the governor's office.
It's beyond ludicrous to deny using the word climate change. That's what happens.
University of Miami professor Harold Wanless.
You know, you have to start real planning, and I've seen absolutely none of that from the current governor.
Governor Scott says he is acting to protect Florida, pointing to $106 million in his latest budget to combat sea level rise for things like sewage treatment in Key West and beach erosion. But scientists like Wanless, who met with Scott in August, say that doesn't come close to what Florida needs, and in order to plan for climate change, you need to talk about it. Unless you're the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. I'm Tristram Corton in Miami.
After the story was produced, the governor's office replied saying there is no policy on this matter. Tristram Cordom is editor of the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. You can find more on this story at fcir.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.